This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. As many as 10,000 people a month may be dying of disease and violence in the crisis in Western Sudan. That's according to a report from the World Health Organization today. The UN is debating what should be done for the hundreds of thousands of people who fled their homes in the Darfur region. Meanwhile, there's another group of people in Sudan who are also waiting to return home. Almost 2 million people from the south of Sudan have been living in camps around the capital, Khartoum. Some of them have been there for as long as 20 years. They fled fighting in the south during Sudan's drawn-out civil war. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
On the northwest edge of Khartoum, across the White Nile from the capital, 100,000 southern Sudanese have sought refuge in a camp called El Salam. The camp stretches for miles over a flat, barren plain. Nothing green grows in the brown dirt of El Salam except green algae scum on the sides of stagnant puddles. People had constructed small mud brick houses here, but the government recently began razing these structures as part of a replanning process. Now El Salam is a mixture of piles of bulldozed rubble where people used to live and cobbled together cardboard and plastic shacks where they live now. Michael Sanjay from the region of West Equatoria fled the fighting in southern Sudan 14 years ago. He now lives in a hut in El Salam.
He's saying that if a car comes by and they're going down south, they'll just pack and leave because they're just about had it with this place. He says if you should go and see his home, it's like filled with water and, you know, this is not how he'd like to live.
Before the crisis in Sudan's western Darfur region attracted international attention, peace talks to end the two-decade-long civil war in South Sudan were making significant progress. The rebels and the government in Khartoum appeared to be on the verge of signing a comprehensive peace accord. Many of the people in the El Salam camp say they believe the war is over and they'd go back to the south if they just had the means or the money to get there. Residents of the camp complain that they can't grow food in the lifeless dirt here, nor can they find jobs in Khartoum. Sanjay says it doesn't matter if the war is over or not. At least in the south, he says, he'd have something to eat. Southern Sudan holds the swampy tributaries of the White Nile. Many of the people who fled from there years ago remember it as a garden of plenty, where fruit grows wild and clean water rushes through open streams. But aid workers say returnees could be in for a shock.
The South Sudan at the moment cannot deal with a large influx of returnees.
Ann Borg with the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Khartoum says South Sudan can barely support its current population and is not in a position to absorb potentially hundreds of thousands of returnees. There's never been much development in southern Sudan and none in the last two decades. Borg says people who try to go back to their old villages could face numerous problems.
We're talking about competition for food and resources, lack of water, property and land disputes. A lack of transportation, getting stranded, and internal fights all still going on in South Sudan, making the environment unsafe.
While the conflict in Sudan's Darfur region has been called by the UN the world's worst humanitarian disaster at the moment, the civil war in the south of Sudan has driven three times as many people from their homes and killed an estimated 2 million people. The hundreds of thousands of southern Sudanese who are currently languishing in camps in and around the capital provides a snapshot of what might lie in store for the displaced in Darfur. International aid agencies provide some assistance in the Khartoum settlements, but it's limited. The Swiss aid agency MEDAIR runs a health clinic in El Salam. Henry Jackson, the coordinator of the clinic, says almost all the camp has been demolished. He says the bulldozers destroyed most of the pit latrines, and now people just relieve themselves amid the rubble.
Toilet up to now, there's not a process regarding sanitation generally. No sanitation is very poor. No latrines, no waters.
The government says it's bulldozing camps such as El Salam to make them more orderly. The bulldozers, however, aren't leveling the area. They're just crushing the mud huts in on themselves and leaving them in a heap. The government is then selling plots of land laid out in a grid back to the residents for the equivalent of up to $600 apiece. In the meantime, people are living amid the ruins of their former homes. Some people in the camp say the replanning of El Salam is part of a strategy by the Khartoum government to force them to return to the south. But many people in the camp say they don't need to be pushed back to the south. They say they're just waiting until they know it's safe to go. Saeed Lahama from the Nuba Mountains says he came to Khartoum to search for his older brother 13 years ago after his parents and two sisters were killed in the fighting. He was just 11 years old. Lahama says it's hard to save for the journey back home on the $3 to $4 a day he earns as a casual laborer in the industrial area of Khartoum, but he adds he's trying. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.